Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial here at 92.3 FM. I also want to welcome those joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, where they listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great honor here today on Conversations Live. Not only are we celebrating our 1,700th guest since we've started this program back in July 2003, but we're doing it today with a musical legend. We have Miss Dionne Warwick joining us live to talk about her journey in music. Now it's been 50 years that she's been in the business. She's here to talk to us about that journey, also how she's been able to use her celebrity for good, and also the current projects that she's doing, especially to bring attention to HIV and AIDS. So please help me welcome Ms. Warwick to the program. Ms. Warwick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being with us, Ms. Warwick, and congratulations to you on your accomplishments, not only what you've been able to do in music, but also in the messages you've been able to share with individuals. One of the things that we were talking about actually earlier, Ms. Warwick, was the impact you've been able to have on the lives of others. We have joining us Ms. Susan Violante, who actually heard your music while she was living in Venezuela, and she had a message for you. Susan, go ahead and share that with Ms. Warwick.
Oh, well, first of all, it's an honor to speak to you, Ms. Warwick, and a dream come true to just say thank you for your music while I was growing up. I would actually sing along to your songs in Venezuela since I was in an American school and had trouble with the language. And just singing to your songs, because your voice was so clear, I was able to understand everything. Just singing along, even though my father would ask me, why was I crying? Because my voice was not yours. But it really, really made a difference in my ability to speak and pronounce, and made everything better for me afterwards. So it's a dream come true to talk to you and to thank you personally after so many years.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful.
Ms. Warwick, what is it like to know that you've been able not only to please people through your music, but to be able to have that type of impact in their lives over all of these years?
Wow. I don't think that'll work. I've often said to be a part of the smile times in people's lives has been an incredible feeling for me. And to have been able to be of assistance with regards to learning a language. She's not the only one who said this to me. I've had several people in Brazil and in China and Africa all say the same things to me. So it's incredible. It really is wonderful.
Also joining us, Ms. Warwick, is Gail Ambo, who's the host of our Fashion Forward segment here on Conversations Live. She had a couple of questions for you. Gail, why don't you go ahead and ask your questions for Ms. Warwick.
Ms. Warwick, it is such an honor to have you on our show today, first of all. I just see, Ms. Warwick, that you have your hands in so many projects, along with being an ambassador for AIDS. Just looking over your information, I show that you have a fragrance that you have developed and is named after you, called Dionne.
Mm-hmm.
Could you tell us about it and tell our listeners where they can find it if they're interested in purchasing it?
Well, I created this fragrance about close to 30 years ago. So I was kind of the pioneer of the celebrity fragrances. And we were in the beginning of the distribution, we were in the Neiman Marcus stores across the country. I took it out of the stores for several reasons, but primarily I'm now recreating the fragrance, and hopefully it'll be back in some store somewhere that I think will do it justice. In the interim, they can go to my website and order the fragrance. It's still being produced. And that would be dionnewarwick.info.
Neat. And also, Ms. Warwick, along with your fragrance, I also noticed that you have a skincare line coming out. Is that correct?
Yes, I have a skincare line called Inyo.
Is it Inyo? Is that correct?
Yes. And
okay, can you tell us a little bit about that as well?
Well, the dermatologist and doctor that created this for me, Dr. Lazarus, has he's been manufacturing a lot of fragrances as well as skincare lines for a lot of companies. And this one was primarily created for me and for women of color. That's across the board. It's Japanese, Chinese, any skin that has a great deal of melanin in it. And it's been working for me for the past 25 years, and I'm getting ready to put it out there so it can help a lot of other people.
Marvelous, marvelous. So that's definitely something that I know I didn't know, so I'm sure that most of our listeners weren't aware of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Will this product be available on your website as well?
Yes, it will, once we get it created and packaged.
Okay, that's marvelous, marvelous. And now I just went through your photo gallery today,
mm-hmm.
and oh my goodness, I must say, over the years, you have just had a marvelous sense of style. Can you just kind of tell us a little bit about what you consider your own sense of style and I guess what leads you in the direction to make the selections that you make?
Well, you know, I must give credit to those that mentored me in the very beginning of my career. And those ladies are also icons within the fashion world. I'm speaking of Lena Horne and Marlena Dietrich, who basically taught me how to and what not to wear and how to wear it and when. So it kind of stems from my being associated with those two ladies for certain. And then, of course, I had an incredible designer, Michael Travis, who basically designed most of my clothing for almost 25 years.
Wow. Wow. And I must encourage our listeners, if you have not had a chance to go to Ms. Warwick's website and just take a look at her her photo gallery as well as her discography. When I say she's got some fabulous photos out there, and I must say you got some spunk in some of those photos. My favorite one, I think, Ms. Warwick, is the one that you have a black hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, that's my favorite one.
Oh,
you got a little spunk going on there.
That's Harry Langdon.
most definitely. Cyrus, I believe we wanted to do go over the Ms. Work, I do have one more question for you. As I was going over your discography,
mm-hmm.
I noticed that there was a song, I believe it was earlier this year, maybe a song had come out. Can we look forward to hearing anything else new from you?
Well, the latest CD is Only Trust Your Heart, which is a project that's very similar to the Cole Porter project I did years ago. There's a song of Sammy Kahn and Jack Wolf. So that's the latest CD that's out now. It was released in November of last year.
Okay. Well, definitely. And once again, we can our listeners, we can also find that available not only on Ms. Warwick's site. I believe that it is also located on iTunes and Amazon.
Yes, it is.
Only Trust Your Heart by Ms. Dionne Warwick.
Right.
All right, Gail, thank you. You know, Ms. Warwick, I think as our listeners are tuning in, as I was just listening to Gail talk to you, of course, about your style, which that's totally her department. I as long as I have a blue jeans and a T-shirt, I'm okay. I can't help anybody with that. But I think one of the great things about you is that you have been able to use your celebrity for good. And we've talked about this a great deal on this program. Of course, with December 1st coming up, which is National AIDS Awareness Day, you have really taken this cause to heart. Why is that so important to you and for all of us, really, to be mindful of those still being infected and affected by HIV/AIDS?
Well, this goes back well over 35 years I've been involved with this issue. I was appointed the Ambassador of Health for the United States by the Reagan administration, and a self-imposed mandate. Basically, I did this myself and thought that AIDS needs to be attended to, especially within the African-American community. As a result of it, I traveled the entire world, speaking with doctors and scientists and those that were involved in trying to find some remedies for this particular disease. The unfortunate part of it all is that it's still running quite rampant, especially
right.
throughout the African-American communities, as well as Hispanic, and unfortunately those that are of Caucasian descent are finding it a difficulty as well within their community. So it's something that we can't just drop, you know, as much attention as we give to other devastating diseases. We certainly have to start paying more attention to HIV/AIDS.
Right. Exactly. I totally agree. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with musical legend Dionne Warwick. She's talking to us not only about her journey in music and the impact that she's been able to have. We actually heard from someone who, while living in Venezuela, was actually able to learn English thanks to listening to Ms. Warwick's music. But she was just talking to us about one of the causes that she's very passionate about, and that's HIV/AIDS awareness. And, of course, December 1st is coming up, World AIDS Day, so you definitely want to see what you can do in your area. You know, I'm a big nerd myself, Ms. Warwick, and I love to read. You have written your autobiography, My Life as I See It, but you also are providing something for children as well. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about that?
Well, I have two children's books out now. One is I Say a Prayer, which is primarily about me growing up in my neighborhood in New Jersey, and it's geared basically for little girls. And I felt, well, you know, we can't slight our little boys. So we came up with Little Man, which is a story based on my business partner, Dave Woolley, who is a drummer, and felt that that's what he wanted to do. That was his passion. But in order to obtain something that he had his eye on, which was a little red bicycle, he was told, well, the only way that you're going to get it is if you earn it. And it's basically an inspirational type of a read that says, you know, you can get anything that you want, but you have to work for it and earn it.
Right, right. Well, I think that's a great message that sometimes we adults can be reminded of as well. That
tell me about
we can,
it.
Yeah, we can get what we want, but we definitely have to work for it. And you and in your now 50 years in this business has really, I think, branded yourself to be an individual that is not only respected musically, but also because of the causes of that you have taken up. Literacy is one of my passions as well, so I think the promotion of it, what you're doing through your book, My Life as I See It, as well as that for children, I think is so important. You know, Ms. Warwick, for individuals out there, and it's interesting that you talk about really the complacency that is set in sometimes when it comes to things like HIV/AIDS. If you were going to give a word of encouragement to individuals out there who may have been told what they can't do, what would you say to them to let them know what is still possible for them?
You know, that word does not exist in my vocabulary. I was taught at a very, very tender age. I was in grammar school, and I would say, I can't, I can't, I can't. And my teacher at that point in time, her name was Mrs. Daniels. I will revere her for the rest of my life. She made me come to the blackboard and had me write a word, and that word was American. And the way she had me write it was A-M-E-R, and I put a dash after the R, and then an I, and a dash after the I, and the last three letters were C-A-N. And she had me read the last four letters of that phrase, and it was I can.
Right.
So anything you think you can do, you certainly can do it. You just have to put forth the effort to do it.
Well, I think that's a great message. Hey, it comes no easier than that. I can. Mm-hmm. And if we tell ourselves that, I mean, really nothing will be impossible for
exactly.
us. Again, congratulations to you, Ms. Warwick, and thank you for honoring us with this time. We know that you're busy and you're getting ready for the events, of course, leading up to December the 1st. But thank you so much, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Okay, and thank you for having me.
No problem. We also want to thank our friends at Double Exposure for making this interview today possible. For those who may have came in late and missed our conversation with Ms. Warwick, don't worry. You'll be able to catch the podcast about 10 minutes after we go off the air by going to our radio website. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. That's www.conversationsliveradio.com. My mother, who's a big fan of Ms. Warwick's, I know is listening in, as is my great aunt. So I want to thank them for joining us live from Mississippi. I also want to thank Susan Violante for joining us live from Texas today to share her story about how Ms. Warwick has been able to help her in her own journey. And then, of course, Gail, we always thank you.